With that, we will move on to the next item on our agenda, which is agenda item 14, the high-level governmental meeting outcomes. So here we're looking to the UK, I guess, for a bit of a recap on yesterday's meetings, and then we can go from there. So over to you, please, UK.
Yes, thank you, Chair, and thank you, Chair, also for your contribution yesterday as Vice Chair of the meeting and the personal help you gave to the Chair, Ed Vasey, our Minister, in the conduct of the meeting. Much appreciated. I'm not going to say too much because really I want to hear from colleagues here about how they feel about the meeting yesterday, how it went, how the agenda issues rolled out, the level of participation, what went well, what didn't go so well, and so on. So I do welcome feedback from all colleagues on the GAC with regard to yesterday's meeting. If I were to try and briefly summarise what I think we achieved yesterday, first of all, I would say we have provided an opportunity to expose our political masters and senior colleagues in our administrations to ICANN, to what it is, to the dynamics of an ICANN meeting by their presence here today, and to accompany GAC representatives at this meeting. And perhaps there will be one benefit for us all when, having had our budget holders, if you like, here, that when we submit our travel requests to go to Los Angeles for a week, we get a more favourable response rather than as before, what, you want to spend a week in Los Angeles? Now they will say, yes, you've got to go to Los Angeles and to future meetings. So I think there's that immediate benefit. But more seriously, we have fulfilled one of the objectives, and that is bringing ministers and senior officials to an ICANN meeting and discussing some of the key strategic issues. Secondly, on outreach, something we've just been talking about, we in issuing our invitations, we wrote to all governments, all the governments that we could write to. I have to say there are a few that I won't name them, but there are a few very obvious ones that we couldn't invite. So we wrote to them, and we wrote to them in the context and setting out the context of what this meeting is, what ICANN is, what is the role of governments in the ICANN model. So we fulfilled an outreach objective in that issuing of invitations process. And in support of that, all our embassies and high commissions across the world were briefed to talk to their interlocutors in local administrations. So that's gone. That went to all, and that happened with all governments that are not members of the GAC. We also invited non-participating governments to a briefing in London of their embassies and High Commission staff in London. So we performed an outreach in the preparation, and we performed an outreach in the attendance. We had, I think, 10 governments represented yesterday who are not members of the GAC. So we can build on that outreach, and perhaps there's a practice there that we can build on, both with regard to the GAC and future high-level governmental meetings. So that was the second point of what we tried to achieve yesterday, and I think we achieved some progress there. Thirdly, we really wanted an opportunity to maximise participation and contributions. The minister was very anxious to achieve that, to hear from a diverse range of delegations at the meeting. So we did invite delegations to signal to us issues they wanted to raise in short interventions. And we also tried to open up the floor in the time available to us. And the Minister was very satisfied that we had achieved that. And I await your feedback in respect of that as well, whether you felt your delegation had that opportunity and also had enjoyed the opportunity to hear from a wider range of voices yesterday. Fourthly, in constructing the agenda, we endeavoured to engage on all the key developments in internet governance that are embracing, I was going to say engulfing us, but maybe I should be more positive, embracing and impacting on us in performing our roles here as members of the GAC and also the ICANN community. So the agenda was very much geared to that, following the Net Mundial conference in Sao Paulo, the American government announcement on transitioning stewardship of the IANA functions, and the publication of the high-level panel on global cooperation, chaired by the president of Estonia, and also our own work as governments in the ICANN community through implementing reforms and enhancements which we've just discussed as stakeholder contributors here at ICANN in enhancing the role of the GAC and performance of the GAC and so on. So we had that agenda and we constructed it that way, and I hope colleagues feel that it was an appropriate agenda which provided opportunities for some discussion which will allow us some convergence of views to move some of these, all these key issues forward in a coherent and constructive way. And we're going to try and capture that in Ed Vasey's report of the meeting, where we will set out how we managed to, we believe, follow through on all these developments at yesterday's meeting through the discussion and engagement we had. Where I'm up to. Fifthly, sorry, it's not a long list. I feel we delivered some key messages yesterday to ICANN on accountability and respect for public policy, for law, and so on. So that, I think, was an achievement yesterday. I'll just finally say that I hope colleagues felt it was very worthwhile. It's a lot of commitment for administrations to make to brief up their ministers and senior officials to attend and participate actively. So it's quite a lot of work for everybody here, not just for us as the hosts, but also for colleagues here who were in the delegations and assisting and advising their political masters and senior officials. I hope we talked about template in one of the discussions, I think, for high-level governmental meetings. I hope also that how we delivered this yesterday, how we, the UK government, delivered this yesterday, has helped the thinking about the template for this helped to build on that, as well as the first meeting in Toronto, how we might consider that. And there was also the suggestion that these high-level governmental meetings be held at the time of the meeting B, the shorter meeting in the middle of the three, if that's what's to be decided. That's also another issue to consider, for the future, when and how we time these, and which of the three meetings is the best opportunity. So I hope that's helpful, but I really look forward to what you and colleagues have to say. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, UK. Okay, so I have Belgium, Norway, Iran, Sri Lanka, Denmark, Brazil.
Thank you. Je voudrais d'abord féliciter vraiment.
I would like to congratulate the UK representatives for putting together this meeting. It was not an easy job, and it was a success. It is not easy to organize the statements of so many ministers and senior officials. Belgium did not speak because there were many speakers who wanted to take the floor. And we obviously intervened through Madame Kuss, who made an opening statement calling for cooperation, and I hope that all the GAC representatives have listened to those words. I would also like to commend the UK government for this organization. We are looking forward to the minister's report. I hope that the statements made by the representatives yesterday have been heard by ICANN. We had high-level ICANN officials yesterday, and I hope that what was said here had been properly heard by ICANN. I don't know which representative made the comment, but ICANN discussions regarding the auctions are an issue that have to be revisited. I think it was the Bangladesh representative who alluded to this, and she said that auctions perhaps could imply a problem for developing countries in terms of their participation in internet governance and in the participation of the allocation of new domain names. So I hope that this is an element that ICANN will take into account in order to have a proper discussion on that.
Belgium. Next, I have Norway.
Thank you, Madam Chair. We also wanted to give a positive feedback to the high-level meeting. I got a positive comments from our Director General that attended this meeting, and that it was interesting to be there and to see the a turnout from all the countries. So I think we also very much agree with the UK that we achieved the objectives of the meeting, and also I think that we got to achieve a better understanding of all the key issues that we are dealing with within the ICANN and the GAC framework. So I think really it was a success. We also want to thank the UK for the effort to actually get this arranged, and looking forward to actually the next one at 2 or 3 years down in time to continue to have focus from the higher levels and political level on these key issues that has been and will be even more important for us to solve. Thank you.
Thank you, Norway. Iran, please.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. I associate myself with previous speaker to sincerely thank the Government of the United Kingdom, the Ministry, and in particular, the smart and intelligent Minister, His Excellency Ed Wasey. He was not only a minister for all these issues, but has a broad knowledge of social, cultural, historical, and many, many things, and a sense of humor. While he was sometimes tough with the speakers, but he always continued to have a smile and was a very pleasant person. I would like that that to be conveyed to him by my distinguished friend Mark. Madam Chairman, meeting was at the right moment, exactly that a critical moment that we would like to have some message to be passed to ICANN, and I think it was passed to ICANN. They took note of that, And whatever would be, which I'm sure will be reflecting the general views of the meeting by His Excellency in his personal report of the meeting, I think that will be seen by ICANN. Madam Chairman, I suggest that we put in the communique a expression of acknowledgement, appreciation, and recognition of all efforts which has been made by the government, by the ministry, and by his colleagues. And our perhaps we would single out Marks, which is a liaison between us and the government, to having this meeting. It was very useful, and I think that agenda was very well established and served quite well, and we are very happy had that meeting, and we will convey to our authorities the result of that meeting and its usefulness. Thank you.
Thank you, Iran. So I have Denmark, Brazil, Lebanon, and Egypt. Denmark, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Also, we would like to thank Mark and the UK for this, and I think I will echo my Iranian colleague that of course the content and the way we participate was rather important. I will come back to that, but the way that the ministers actually led the meeting, I think it was a good thing, and it was really good that he tried to keep the intervention short. Big success to that, and thank you to your minister, Mark. I also think his kind of humor and the way he did this make it rather easy also to participate in the meeting. But also the content of the meeting is important. The content is, of course, what we come here about. So that was a good opportunity to have the IANA function after the Net Mondial, and of course also the GAC enhancing role. That was important. But also that due to the way that the meeting was prepared and conducted, not many long speeches was held, and there was many participation in the meeting, and many colleagues speaks. So that is also important, especially if we also are going to continue that and want to have a great participation. We think that a key message is around accountability was expressed, and we would, of course, like to see that in your minister's report, but it's up to him what he will write. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Denmark. So I have Brazil, Lebanon, Egypt, Italy, and Sri Lanka, and then we need to move to our next item. Okay, Brazil, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I would join colleagues in congratulating the UK government for organizing this high-level meeting. In our opinion, this meeting served two purposes. One was to convey to ICANN some messages, and I think they were very well explained, and we wishfully they were heard by ICANN in regard to the importance of the willingness of governments to remain engaged in ICANN in this multi-stakeholder format, but at the same time some concerns in regard to issues that should be best dealt with. Accountability was mentioned, but also some issues related to policies, to conceptual aspects that must be better digested and understood. There was a very clear message coming from some European colleagues, but we also would like to join them in regard to issues regarding, for example, .wine, .ban. I think those relate to a wider discussion in which we think it's the interest of governments to remain engaged and make sure the rules will be will address also public interest. And the other purpose I think this meeting served was to convey to us as GAC delegates working here, receive from not only from our personal superiors, but have an appraisal of what is the sense at that level in regard to what are the priorities we should be engaged in. I think the GAC agenda is a very important one, very detailed one. We have to go have in-depth discussion of so many issues that sometimes we may lose sight of the focus and priorities. So I think it was also important for us to be told by this larger audience of high-level representatives what are the priorities. And one thing that clearly emerged is the need for us as GAC, as government representatives, to participate in this transition process that is being initiated now. And I concur with Iran and other colleagues that have highlighted that we are in a critical moment, that a defining moment, that we are engaged in a structural discussion. I think this should be clearly one of the priorities for GAC, without prejudice to the other discussion on so different issues. But we think there was a very clear indication on the priority we should attach to ensuring that government participation in this process will allow us to make sure that at the end we come up with this new ICANN format, but one that will address in a correct way, in an appropriate way, public interest, in which government will have a proper role. I think it's not to say to expand the role of government or to enhance the role of government. It's to make sure governments will have their proper role. I think this is something for us, as we are examining how to design this framework that will steer this process, that will coordinate this process, to make sure that collectively we can organize ourselves to heed that call coming from the high-level representatives and to adjust also our agenda of work in order to give proper priority to this very important issue. Thank you.
Thank you, Brazil. Lebanon, please.
Thank you. Madam Chair, I will not take the time to repeat the statements or sentiments expressed by everybody else, except to thank the UK government, the minister, and especially Mark and the team.
Thank you, Lebanon. Next, I have Egypt.
Yes, thank you, Chair. And just to put on record that Egypt would also like to congratulate the UK government for the organization of this very well-attended meeting. It was very well organized at all levels, I mean, in terms of arrangements and logistics as well as substance. The agenda was very well thought and incorporated all the key issues that are being discussed at a global level. And like our colleague from UK mentioned, and from a personal experience, it was extremely useful for me not only to brief our new executive president, but also but also to get him introduced to the whole ICANN work and the GAC work and all that's being discussed at an international level, and also to hear from other governments their views on the different topics. Finally, one last thing in terms of the ATRT recommendations. This experience will definitely enrich our discussion, and we look forward to build on Canada's and UK's experience in future meetings. But I have to clarify just very quickly that what we discussed during the BGRI session was just food for thought. There is no suggestion to have the high-level meeting at the shorter ICANN meeting. In fact, those points were incorporated before even we knew about the new formats of the meeting. So there was no intention to have this, and it's open for discussion, of course. Thank you.
Thank you, and thank you for a reminder about the efforts taking place in the BGRI. Okay, so next we have Italy, please.
Okay, thank you, Chair. We join, of course, to the success of this meeting in London, for the attendance and for the also parallel high-level meeting for the government and the at-large summit number two that constituted, of course, a very great improvement, and all of us we had to learn. But what I want to put in relevance is the fact that perhaps the board is the group that had to learn more, especially in the high-level governmental meeting. Because certainly they feel a great, great responsibility. And they heard a lot of voices on how the community, starting from the government and then also by the civil society and the at-large summit, will come to them. And this was one of the arguments that we want really that the decision-making within ICANN takes care of a lot of different things and not only of commercial and market considerations. Thank you.
Thank you, Italy. Sri Lanka.
Thank you. Chair, I would also like to echo many of the sentiments stated by other delegates, but this is the first time Sri Lanka took part in the high-level meeting of this nature within ICANN, so there are a couple of points I just want to emphasize. Firstly, Sri Lanka is extremely thankful to the UK government for the very well-coordinated meeting that was held. And I'd like to, in particular, mention our gratitude to Mark and our colleagues from UK government who coordinated it so well, copying GAC members in preparation for this meeting so that we could keep our stakeholders within our government and highlight to them the significance of this meeting. So that was really helpful. As many of us know, within GAC, we have government members coming from foreign ministries, science and technology ministries, telecom ministries, policy ministries, from a wide array of ministries within governments represented here. So often we find it a challenge to convince our own stakeholders about the significance of what we are doing and the importance of government engagement in internet governance issues. And often in developing countries, I find the foreign ministries are least engaged in these fora, and they are not often well informed when they take decisions in other internet governance, government-related issues on the subject of internet governance. So in this context, I'm very thankful for the excellent preparations done that helped us, my country in particular, to convince our foreign ministry to get our ambassador, who is known as a high commissioner in this part of the world, based in London, to participate at this meeting. And we found that to be a very cost-effective method of participation as well. So I'd like to thank the UK government for this excellent opportunity and the window provided to us and helping us GAC delegates to reach out to our own stakeholders in a very effective and efficient and a cost-effective manner. Finally, I just want to say that there was an excellent opportunity given to everybody to participate, with the three-minute window being managed very well by the Honourable Minister. And we did not intervene because we agreed with almost all of the broad substantive issues being discussed, and our position was articulated effectively by many delegates. And I look forward to the report of the minister in earnest, and hoping that that will strengthen our own stakeholder-driven efforts within our own country. Thank you.
Thank you, Sri Lanka. So we have time for a couple of, I hope, brief interventions from Hungary and then China, and then we do need to close this part of the agenda. So Hungary, please.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. I would like to join others to congratulate the UK government, and in particular Mark and Sarah Taylor, for the organising the meeting, which was an excellent meeting. The contributions were also clear, and the messages were clear to the ICANN. And I hope all these will be reflected in Edwese's report. I understand that there were possibilities of having bilateral discussions alongside with the high-level meeting, and probably it would be nice if at least the topics which have some bearing to our work here and which have a bearing in general to the ICANN could be reflected as well. I know that bilateral meetings are meant to be kind of semi-secret meetings, but probably it has some bearing to us. At the end of the meeting, we had a very fruitful presentation about the outcome of the panel of internet governance and cooperation. The report was made available, I think, at the end of May, so probably we didn't very much have time to go through, but it's an extremely important report, and I think the CEO of ICANN also reflected on that, and the outcome of the Net Mundial may be a Net Mundial alliance. The details of this were not very much clear to many of us. To conclude, I really very grateful for this meeting, and I think it should be continued. Probably the periodicity should be discussed. And on a last remark, we are famous because reading the papers, especially the online edition of the BBC, some parts of these discussions have been reflected. Thank you.
Thank you, Hungary. China, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. We also want to congratulate the UK government on the success of this high-level meeting. And we also want to thank the UK government for the hospitalities accorded to the delegations. And ICANN is now at a critical juncture. And having a high-level meeting like this, we think helps highlight the role of GAC and also the role of the governments in the work of ICANN, and in particular in this transition that ICANN is undergoing. So we think this is a very important meeting, and we do hope that in the future similar meetings can be held so as to help maintain the role of the GAC and the government in the endeavors of ICANN. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, so back to the UK for any final comments before we close this session. UK, please.
Well, thank you, Chair. Just very briefly, I appreciate very much all the comments that have been made and reflections on the key achievements yesterday. That's very helpful for us to have that feedback. And please do follow up online with me, anybody else who feels that they're they'd like to express their views on how it went. We'd very much appreciate that. And I would certainly report back to Ed Vasey the main points made today and the appreciation of his contribution as the chair and the effectiveness of his chairing, his popular style, if I put it that way. I think really, I mean, okay, I'm speaking as one of his team, but it does help having a chair like that to really put fire into discussions, if you like, to energise them and so on. So thank you very much for your comments.